昨天早晨我以为我有90分钟的时间。
Yesterday, I thought I had 90 minutes of time.
所以呢，我就比较 relax.
So I was quite relaxed.
向弟兄姊妹道歉，昨天我这个延长了大概10分钟。
So I apologize, I went over time about 10 minutes.
请我们先来读几处的经文。
Shall we begin by reading a few passages of scripture?
我们读尼希米记第二章第十七节的下一半。
Let's read the second half of Nehemiah 2, verse 17.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
诗篇四十八篇
Psalm 48
第十二节
Verse 12
你们当周游西安，四围旋绕，数点城楼
Walk about Zion and go around her, count her towers.
细看她的外郭，查看她的宫殿为要传说到后代。
Consider her ramparts, go through her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation.
今天早晨开始的时候，我接着把昨天没有讲完的这个序言，把它交代一下。
And so this morning I'd like to begin by continuing and finishing up the prelude or the foreword that I began yesterday.
昨天聚完会有一位弟兄告诉我，他说伯弟兄，你讲了一堂都还没进入主题。
And the brother said to me yesterday after the message ended that brother, you finished one session, you haven't even entered into the main content.
我说昨天我是解题，不是讲主题。
And so I said that yesterday I was just explaining my topic, not actually sharing on the topic.
可以吗？我们再把昨天那一个耶路撒冷城墙的地图，请大家看一下。
Let's take a look at the map of Jerusalem that we looked at yesterday.
像诗篇的作者，他里面有一个爱慕，也有一个邀请。
Just like the author of the book of Psalms, that there is this admiration as well as an invitation.
他盼望所有神的儿女们每年到耶路撒冷敬拜的时候，
He hopes that every year when the Israelites come to worship in Jerusalem,
都要做一件事情，
that they would do this one thing,
就是周游西安，绕着耶路撒冷城走一圈，
that they would walk around the entire city, walk about Zion.
然后呢，数点他在城墙上面有几个城楼。
Count how many towers there are in the walls.
从外面看，细看它对外的外郭是什么样子。
And look so that you are, you can carefully inspect what they look like.
查看这座城里面神的家，还有大卫宝座的殿是什么样子。
Consider God's house as well as David's temple. What does it look like?
为什么这么做呢？
Why should you do that?
要传说给后代的人。
So that you may tell it to the next generation.
我昨天讲到，神在以色列人的历史中，有一件事情是没有办法把从他们身上拿掉或者磨灭的。
I shared yesterday about how among all the Israelites, there's something that cannot be taken away or quenched in the Israelites.
我们知道今天的犹太人有所谓的自由派的，他们不相信神的。
There today, among the Jews, there are these, the free ones.
The liberal Jews.
Liberal Jews.
他们呢，相信旧约不过是神话故事，不过是宗教哲学。
They believe that the Old Testament are just fairy tales and it's just a religious thing.
其实在主耶稣那个时代的撒都该人就属于这一类的人。
In the Sadducees during Jesus' time, they would belong to this sect.
也有一些人是非常正统的，像主耶稣时代的法利赛人。
And then there are also those who are very much traditionalists like the Pharisees.
但是只要他们里面留着这个以撒、雅各所传下来的这个血液，
However, as long as they are in the bloodline of Isaac and of Jacob,
不管世界在他们身上，他们个性、个人的发展怎样，有一件事在他们里面是神做成的。
However, no matter what the world does and consumes inside of them, there is something that God has accomplished in them.
就是一讲到耶路撒冷，他们眼睛就流泪，他们脸就发光。
And that is, as soon as you mention the name Jerusalem, their eyes are brightened and then they weep.
这一次我心中的祷告就是巴不得我们中间每一个弟兄姊妹都这样。
And so my desire this time is that every child of God here, we will be the same.
因为借着这一座城，神把他自己向我们发表出来。
Because through the city, God has described, expressed himself.
让我们能够经历他。
So that we can experience
him. 所以你我可能呢，没有去过以色列去游览过。
Perhaps you and I have never taken a visit or a tour, a vacation there.
盼望这几天开始以后，我们常常被圣灵带着去周围这个周游西安。
But I do hope that through the Holy Spirit that you will often visit and walk around Zion.
数点它的城楼。
That you will count its towers.
细查它的外国。
That you will consider her ramparts.
看看它里面神殿的华美。
Take a look at the beauty of God's temple.
我们经历大卫宝座所带给我们的丰富的供应和保守。
Experience the abundant provision and protection of David's throne.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有一些主的话语可能我们从今生一直到永世，我们都没有办法彻透的。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps there will be some words in God's words that we will never fully experience, even until eternity.
但是当它向我们打开来，从你摸着那个入口开始。
But from the time when the words are opened and you have found that opening or gate,
这些话在我们里面抓住我们。
And these words have grabbed a hold of us.
它扶持我们。
It supports us.
而且在我们里面不住的增长。
And it continually grows within us.
不住的变细。
Continually goes into detail.
不住的变得丰富。
Continually is abundant in us.
到有一天要达到丰满的度量。
Then one day it will reach until fullness.
那不是我们个人可以得着的。
It is not something we can individually attain to.
那乃是所有众圣徒在基督里一同要彰显的。
But it is something that is expressed through all the saints.
那个叫做教会。
That is called the church.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面有好几卷书，主在我这一生，我天天祷告问主，主啊，这什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, there are some books where every single day as I read it, I ask the Lord, Lord, what does this mean?
尼希米记就是其中一卷这样的书。
Nehemiah is one of them.
我昨天讲到，在我24岁开始，主把我的眼目吸引到这里，我就常常晚上睡觉数点城墙城门。
And so this is what I have experienced starting from age 24 when the Lord opened my eyes. Every night when I close my eyes, I am counting those gates.
但愿从这一次聚会完以后，弟兄姊妹，你经历这个城门多宝贵。
I hope from today on, brothers and sisters, you will experience how precious these gates are.
我记得有一年夏天，我去远东服事。
I remember one year I went to the east to serve.
弟兄姊妹们带我们到了马来西亚的一个营地。
We went to a campsite that was in Malaysia.
聚完会了，好多人开始生病。
After the meeting, many people became ill.
我还好，聚完会了又留了一个周末。和弟兄姊妹相聚完，我礼拜一我才上飞机。
I was still okay, and after the meeting had ended, I stayed for a weekend and I left on a Monday.
在飞机上我就接到一个 message 跟我一起配搭的弟兄生病了，他服侍完去伦敦。
And I got a message while I was on the plane that the brother who hosted me that he became sick and he had to go to London.
大概我也会。
And so I thought, perhaps I might get sick.
我回到家，果然就倒下来了。
And I got home, and indeed I got sick.
那个比这次的 COVID 还要可怕，对我来讲。
And to me, it was worse than COVID this time.
结果主很清楚告诉我说，我要你休息。
However, the Lord said very clearly to me, I want you to rest.
30天。
For 30 days.
除了聚会。
Apart from the meetings.
除了起来吃饭。
Apart from getting up for meals, don't do anything else.
我就听话。
And so I obeyed.
弟兄姊妹给我特别的怜悯， 只容许我那几三十天就这样子。
And so brothers and sisters were also very merciful. They allowed me to have 30 days of rest.
你知道在那三十天主做什么事呢
？Do you know what the Lord did during those 30 days?
只要我醒过来，或者我睡着，好像主带我到以弗所书里面去。
Whether I was awake or asleep, the Lord was bringing me to the book of Ephesians.
我到现在还说不出来。
To this day, I still can't speak of it.
但是它极其的荣耀。
But it is amazing and glorious.
弟兄姊妹。美丽锡安，荣耀圣我神圣城。
Beautiful and glorious is the city of Zion.
有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
Because glorious things of thee are spoken.
那不仅是指着我们的主耶稣基督。
This is not just of our Lord Jesus Christ.
包含了你。
It includes you.
包含了他。
Includes him.
包含了我。
And me.
无论最大的。或者是最小的
whether the greatest or the smallest,
都在神的工作的里面
all are in God's work.
这个我们想象不来的
we cannot imagine this.
弟兄姊妹但是你被抓住了你的人生碰见各种事情来的时候正是你到主面前去在那里看见主的启示的时刻
but if you have been grabbed a hold of him you come before the Lord then you, it is a moment when you can be grabbed a hold of by his revelation
那三十天对我来讲是非常值得纪念的
those 30 days is worth remembering
到了三十天到了我喉咙里面好像有个东西一吐出来什么事都没有了
after the 30 days ended it seems like there was something in my throat I could spit it out and I had no problem
但是主放在我里面的东西是别人拿不掉的
but what the Lord put inside of me no one can take
弟兄姊妹这就是神爱我们
brothers and sisters this is the love
神乐意将他的爱子启示给我们
he is willing to reveal his son to us
如果神把万有都给你我
if the Lord has given you all
但是你没有得着基督
but you have not gained Christ
我们仍然要沉沦
Then we will still be lost.
但是你得着了基督。
But if you have gained Christ,
现在好像为着他放下一些东西。
And for him today, right now, you just put some things aside.
弟兄姊妹，你是最丰富的人。
Then you are the most abundant person.
你是最有用的人。
Then you're the most useful person.
你的一生是最丰满的一生。
Your entire life will be the most full.
我参加过好多啊弟兄姊妹的。安息聚会。
I have attended many memorial services of brothers and
sisters. 我也遇见很多年长的弟兄姊妹。
I have also met many elderly brothers and sisters.
特别在美国长大的弟兄姊妹。
Particularly saints who have grown up here in America.
我认识一些美国年长的弟兄啊，他告诉我说 ，Brother, I lived a full life in Christ.
And I have met some elderly brothers who say to me, Brother, I have lived a full life in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望。我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，你将来都能够对自己说，对人见证说，主给了我一个丰满的人生。
I hope that in the future, whether you say to yourself or to others that I have lived a full life in Christ.
这是这一次啊，我来和大家分享我心里面的一个负担。
This is a burden that I have in my heart that I want to share.
我们看这座城。
As we take a look at
the city. 在尼希米的年代。就是那个红颜色的。
During Nehemiah's time, it is outlined in red.
那后面蓝色的呢，是以后在扩建的。
The later blue color outside is what will be built later.
好，这一座城呢，在尼希米的年代，在尼希米记你可以查出来，一共有12个门。
During Nehemiah's time, you could look it up that there will be there are a total of 12 gates.
我快快的和大家讲，从东北边对着圣殿的。这个北边的那一个门叫做阳门。
On the northeast corner, we have the sheep gate that is facing the temple.
然后我们开始往西走，碰到第一个楼叫做哈米亚楼。
And then when you go west, the very first tower is the Tower of Mia or 100.
然后再往前走，碰到第二个楼叫做哈南叶楼。
You go forward a little bit more, there's the Tower of Hananel.
然后碰见一个门叫做鱼门。
And then you will meet a gate called the Fish Gate.
啊，鱼门再往西走，我们就碰到一个门，叫做古门。
A little bit more west, we find the old gate.
这个古门出去有一条很小的，那个时候是古道啊，叫做通往各个他的路。
And outside of the old gate, long time ago, there was a very narrow path, and it is the road to Golgotha.
我们知道这到各个他的路，就是我们主耶稣在地上。肉身走的最后一段路。
We know the road to Golgotha was the road, the very last path that our Lord Jesus took.
这个非常非常重要。
And this is very, very important.
然后开始呢，他就转弯往南走。
And then you turn a corner and then you go towards the south.
到了中间呢，有一段啊，那边碰到一个门呢， 叫做以法莲门。
And then in the middle you will find the gate of Ephraim.
啊，这个以法莲门呢是在尼希米记第十二章第三十九节那里记载。
You will find this in Nehemiah chapter 12 verse 39.
它并没有被毁掉。
It was not destroyed.
我们知道仇敌呢在历世历代就是要摧毁耶路撒冷。
We know that the enemy throughout all the ages wants to destroy Jerusalem.
不要让神在人间有见证。
He does not want God among man to have a testimony.
让人不承认神。
So that man will not acknowledge God.
让人不相信神。
So that man will not believe in God.
甚至让人呢抵挡神要自己做神。
So that man will oppose God so that man can be God.
这是撒旦历世历代在人心里面的工作。
This is Satan's work throughout all the ages in the heart of man.
他可以把许多神的工作的真理把它淹灭或者扭曲掉。
He wants to extinguish and take away all of God's work inside man's
heart. 但是有几个门呢，是仇敌永远摸不着的。
However, there are these two gates that the enemy will never be able to touch.
第一个就是以法莲门。
The first is the gate of Ephraim.
我们知道那个讲到神的主权。
This speaks of God's authority.
神在爱中的主权。
God's governance in His love.
然后呢，我们再来就到了宽墙，然后下去呢。到炉楼。
And then you have the broad wall and you come to the tower of furnaces.
啊，这个炉楼完了以后哈，我们看见呢，再往前走，下面一个门叫做谷门。
Then you go forward a little bit more and you have the valley gate.
啊，这个山谷的门哈。
This is a valley gate.
因为耶路撒冷是建在一个高地。
Because Jerusalem is built on a very high hill.
所以它西边的这一个门呢，它的门城墙外面呢，就是很陡的一个下坡。
So on the east side of the city of Jerusalem, there is a very steep cliff.
然后呢，再往南走啊，向东一点点呢，就到了粪场门。
Further south, and then a little bit eastward, then you come to the dung gate.
啊，粪场门再往东一点点，开始往北走，到了泉门。
And a little bit more east and north, then you come to the fountain gate.
泉门这一段一直到水门呢。这一段城墙也很长，有好多值得我们留意的点。
And from the fountain gate all the way to the water gate, there are many other items that we can pay attention to.
我今天不去细细的讲。
And I will not go into detail today.
那么，然后呢，就到了水门。
But then we will come to the water gate.
这些门的意义，如果你去读约翰福音，就看见。那都是指着基督说的。
If you are taking a look at all these gates and its meanings and read the book of John, you will find it's all about
Christ. 因为约翰进执事的年代，正是一个恢复的工作。
Because during the years of John, it was the years of recovery.
其余的使徒们他们的工作，神荣耀的作为，好像都过去了。
It seemed as if all of God's glorious work, even of all the apostles, had passed away.
许多仇敌的破坏。还有似是而非的教训已经充斥在神儿女们中间了。
So many other teachings as well as the truth of God has already been taken away by the enemy.
所以有的人外貌非常的敬虔，但是呢，没有里面生命的实际。
Many people, it seemed that they were very godly outwardly, but inwardly they had no spiritual reality.
到最后起来进话语执事的使徒就是约翰。
The very last apostle who had a ministry of the word was the apostle John.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要羡慕啊！你年轻就很会讲道。
Don't admire how, even though you may be young and you can preach.
年轻会讲道的人，可能像彼得一样哈，到最后就被锁链捆绑，被拉到自己不想去的地方。
If you are young and you are good at preaching, perhaps you may be like Peter, who was chained and taken to places where you don't want to go.
所以彼得很不服气啊，看到这个约翰就是说，这人将来如何
？So Peter he wasn't terribly happy about that. He looked at John and says, "What about that one?"
你看约翰呢，他在十二个门徒中间，在肉身年龄是最小的。
John, according to chronological physical age, he was the youngest.
啊，在他跟随主的那一段年日里面呢，他跟他哥哥两个说过两次话。
In those years,
闯祸的话
he and his older brother, they spoke twice and they both made mistakes.
第一次为主发热心说主啊好不好让我们祷告神啊从天上降下火来把这些撒玛利亚人给烧死。
The first time he and his brother said, God, Lord, can we ask God to send fire down upon the people of Samaria?
主跟他讲你是为我好但是你不知道你说话的灵是什么。
And the Lord said to them that you try to do good for me, but you don't know the spirit of which you ask for.
第二次他怎么说话呢？
The second time when they spoke,
他不自己说话，找他的妈妈去跟 主耶稣讲。
He pulled his mother to go speak on their behalf.
跟主说，主啊，你得国的时候，让我两个儿子，一个坐左边，一个坐右边。
And said, Lord, when you enter into kingdom, allow one of my sons to sit on your right and the other on your left.
那一天呢，就使得约翰和雅各在十个门徒们中间呢，有了臭名。
And so that day,
大家都不喜欢他。
John and James, they didn't have a good reputation before the other disciples.
弟兄姊妹，这就是教会生活。
This is church life.
我们都不可爱，对不对
？We're not lovable.
这个功课，等到主耶稣复活升天以后，约翰变得安静了，再也不说话。
But after the Lord Jesus had died and ascended up to heaven, resurrected and ascended, he no longer spoke anymore.
他每一次都是跟着。
He was following Peter.
好，他受最后呢，可能啊，他还是跟着提摩太了。提摩太比他年轻了，对不对
？And at that time, he was also following Timothy, who was younger than him.
到了以弗所，提摩太被主接回去以后，约翰开始说话。
Then he went to Ephesus, and after Timothy was taken to the Lord, then John began to speak.
为什么？这时候已经不是原来的那个约翰。
Why? It tells us that it wasn't the old and previous John.
基督在他里面。使他成为一个新的约翰。
Christ in him allowed him to be a new John.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天在我们的生活中，我们求主也开我们的眼睛。
Today we also pray that the Lord would open up our eyes.
让主能够向我们说话。
Allow the Lord to speak to us.
好叫我们在主的面前能够跟从主。这就是约翰恢复的执事跟尼希米记。非常有关系的。
So we allow the Lord to speak to us. Therefore, the book of John and Nehemiah have very close relationship.
你看见全门主耶稣就讲到，我要赐生命的水给你喝，你喝过的人会什么？在你心里就有活水的泉源。永流直到永生。
At the fountain gate, the Lord Jesus says, "I will give you living water, so that out of you will come rivers of living water."
讲到水门的时候，主耶稣说呢，凡口渴的人可以到我这里来喝，喝了的人呢，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
When we come to the water gate, the Lord also tells us that if anyone thirsts, let him come to me, and I will allow him to have rivers of living water flow from his belly.
约翰所以能进恢复的执事。
The reason why John can enter into the ministry of recovery.
是因为约翰他把自己交在主的手中。
It is because John placed himself into the hand of the Lord.
他不仅经历自己的失败。
Not only did he experience his own failures.
并且也经历教会的软弱。
He also experienced the weakness of the church.
但是他看见了基督。
However, he saw Christ.
他经历了基督。
He experienced Christ.
所以他起来传讲的时候把基督原初的那个启示是带给了教会。
So when he rose up to speak, he was able to speak of that which was originally in Christ to the church.
好，我们再继续讲哈。
Let's continue.
水门往上走哈。
As we go north,
就碰到一个门叫做马门。
Then we will meet a gate called the horse gate.
我们知道马在一个京城里面进出啊。那是为着征战说的。
We know that when we have horses in a city, it is speaking of warfare.
然后马门再往北走哈。就到了东门。
From the horse gate going north, we touch the east gate.
东门呢，从来没有开过的，从建成城墙以后就没有打开过。
After the east gate was built, it has never been opened.
那一座城门呢，只为着弥赛亚的来临，他们才打开的。
That gate will only be opened when the Messiah returns.
所以诗篇24篇里面讲说，众城门啊，你们都当抬头啊。因为你的大君王要进来了。
That is why in Psalm 24 it says, "Lift up your heads, O gates, for your King will come in."
我们的主耶稣要回来。
Our Lord Jesus will return.
回来以后呢，有一个交账那就是哈米佛甲门。
There will be a time when everything needs to be taken account, and that is the time of
inspection.
Gate of inspection.
在那里，我们每一个人都要到主面前去交账。等一下，我要稍微讲一点点交账。
And everyone will need to be inspected, and this is something I will talk about in a little bit.
这个交账完了，就有一段的国度的时期，千禧年。
After this taking of an account of everything, there will be a millennial time.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你我离千禧年非常非常近了。
Today, you and I are in a time that is very close to the millennial kingdom.
我每天晚上躺下，或者我身体受苦的时候，我都主啊， 巴不得现在你就回来。
Every time I'm laying down or I'm suffering through something, I say, Lord, I just hope for that day to come soon.
我在地上一切信心的操练要变成事实，在我眼前。
Because all my training of faith will become sight.
弟兄姊妹，那是多奇妙的事情啊！
What an amazing thing!
第一个，但是对某一些人来讲，那个千禧年呢？是一个管教的时刻。
However, for some, that in a millennial time will be a time of discipline.
那一座门也没有被仇敌摧毁。
That gate was also not destroyed by the enemy.
那个叫做护卫门。
It is called the inspection gate.
不是 inspection gate.
Sorry, the prison gate of the prison gate.
Prisoner. 在那个时候呢，有人要在好像是属灵的监狱里面，在那里重新修课。
It will be a spiritual prison, and it'll be a time when you have to take that class again.
好，弟兄姊妹，这叫补课。
You need to retake that
class. 为什么？因为神爱我们，他不，如果你我不得完全，我那个新耶路撒冷就不会出现。
Because if you and I are not made complete, then that New Jerusalem cannot appear.
这个完了以后呢，再回到羊门。
After the prison gate, then we come back to the
sheep gate. 弟兄姊妹，很奇妙，神的救恩呢是循环的。
It is amazing. God's work and His salvation is circular.
好像以西结看见的那个轮子一样，是轮中套轮，越来越大，越来越丰富，到最后达到新天新地。
It is just like Ezekiel's wheel, that wheel within a wheel. It is greater and greater until it attains to the new heaven and new earth.
我希望我没有把弟兄姊妹弄得迷糊
哈。I hope that you are not more confused or blurry now.
请大家留一点印象。
I hope that this will leave an impression with you.
如果你常常在心里面呢，去环绕一下，对你来讲，耶路撒冷就不陌生了。
If you go around all these walls often, then Jerusalem will not be an unfamiliar place to you.
我常常去漫游。
I tour the walls often.
好，那我们今天再讲哈。
And so today,
我们刚讲到一共有十二个门。
We have said that there are 12 gates.
有十个门呢，有的要完全重建，有的要修复。
Among them, there are 10 that are repaired and some are rebuilt.
但是有两个门是没有被破坏的，不需要去修复的。
And there are 2 that are entirely preserved that need no rebuilding and no repairing.
这是什么意义呢？什么意思？
What's the meaning of this?
就告诉我们说，凡是神在人间的工作，仇敌就要来破坏。
That means whatever God is trying to do in man, in time, the enemy is trying to destroy.
神要启示他的爱子给人。仇敌就叫你对耶稣基督有误会。
God wants to reveal His beloved Son to you, but He wants you, the enemy wants you to misunderstand.
另有意见。
So you have your own opinion.
另有解释。
To have a different explanation.
以至于你名义上是相信耶稣的人，实际上你没有享受他的福分。
To the point where by name you are a believer of Christ, except you have not experienced any of His provisions.
这是非常可怕的。
This is a terrible thing.
有的时候是借着逼迫。
Sometimes it is through oppression.
有的时候是借着引诱。
Sometimes through temptation.
有的时候是借着传统，
Sometimes through tradition,
借着外面人的潮流风气，
other or outward to a tradition or the environment.
这说到属灵的征战，
This tells us it's a spiritual warfare.
历世历代没有一个地上国家的京城像耶路撒冷受过那么多次战火的洗礼的。
There are no other capital cities throughout all the nations of this world that have been attacked and destroyed so many times.
我早期去查考的时候呢，那个时候大概是20世纪初哈，英国这些圣经学者讲，耶路撒冷一共被围城17次，被拆毁好几次。
I have searched at the beginning of the 20th century that some scholars, Bible scholars tell us that the city of Jerusalem had been destroyed 17 times.
没有一个国家的京城受过这样的蹂躏。
No other capital city of a nation have ever been attacked like that.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
其实就地理位置，就着它的这个重要性来讲，耶路撒冷是一个很小的城啊。
According to its geographic location, as well as how large it is, it's a very small city.
你进去看，那个时候人口不到两万人。
And at that time, there were only about 200,000 people.
为什么这些国家一到那里就要先把这个铲平呢？
Why is it that when other nations come, immediately they want to destroy this place?
有读圣经的弟兄们告诉我们说，因为背后有一位与神作对的那个势力。鼓动人。
The Bible tells us that Bible scholars tell us because behind that city that there is one who opposes God.
如果我们用今天 教会来比作耶路撒冷。
If today you use the church to represent Jerusalem,
你知道所有神在地上的工作，教会受的破坏是最厉害的。
We see that the attack and persecution of the church among everything else on earth is attacked the most.
甚至同样奉主的名的聚会可以彼此作对的。
Even other gatherings that also gather in the name of the Lord Jesus can now be in conflict.
我们都只准别人赞成我，我不能赞成你。
We want everybody to agree with me. I don't want to agree with you.
弟兄姊妹，那是什么呢？那是仇敌的破坏。
What is that? That is the destruction of the enemy.
所以这一座城呢，你一碰见的时候，你碰见属灵的征战。
As soon as you touch the city, you touch spiritual warfare.
但是在尼希米的时代，很奇妙的，他们那么少的人，那么少的资源。
It is amazing during the time of Nehemiah, even though there were very few people and very few provisions and supplies.
只用了52天就把整个的工作完成了。
They finished the work in 52 days.
哎呀。我听过有年长弟兄告诉我说，其实修城墙很简单的，52天就够了。
I have heard older brothers tell us that it's very easy to repair a city wall, just 52 days, that's all you need.
他说建造神的家比较难，要20年。
It takes longer to build up God's house, you need 20 years.
我说如果用人的时间来算，看起来好像很简单。
According to man's years, it seems very simple.
我们知道在16世纪的时候，耶路撒冷是被这个鄂图曼土耳其帝国所占有统治的。
We know that in the 16th century, the Ottoman Empire of Turkey, they came to occupy Jerusalem.
那时候他们出了一个大的苏丹的一个君王，叫做苏利文。
At that time, they had this great emperor. His name was
他叫做 Solomon.
His name was Solomon.
他定义要重修耶路撒冷的城墙。
And he commanded that all the walls of Jerusalem needed to be rebuilt.
那个时候他的帝国势力很大的。
His empire at that time was very big.
财务非常丰富的，用了多少时间呢？
He had many provisions. How much time did
it take him? 整整四年。
It took 4 years.
但是尼希米他们只有52天。
However, for Nehemiah, it only took 52 days.
我们之前想哈，这是一个奇迹啊。
We think that this must be a miracle.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
因为神与他们同在。
Because God was with them.
为什么这样呢？
Why?
因为神是他们的力量。
Because God is their strength.
为什么这样呢？
Why?
因为神是他们一切需要的供应者。
Because God is the supplier of all their needs.
为什么会这样呢？因为神帮助他们。
Because God is helping
them. 神的手没有离开过他们。
God's hand never left them.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天我们看自己微不足道。
Brothers and sisters, when we take a look at ourselves, we do not match.
你我站在这个世界的面前呢，世界说我一个小指头都不用就给你压碎了。
Today, the world, when it looks at us, they say we can't even smash you with our pinky finger.
但是若是主，你站在主这一边。
However, if you are standing on the Lord's side,
没有人能够把你怎么样。
No one can do anything to you.
所以我很喜欢一位英国弟兄说一句话。
I really like this phrase spoken by an English brother.
这位老弟兄呢，他是斯百克弟兄的同工。
This is a co-worker of Brother T. Austin Sparks.
他名字叫做 Harry Foster 弟兄。
And his name is Harry Foster.
在他晚年的时候，他到北美来，我参加他的聚会。
In his latter years, he did come to serve in North America, and I attended the meetings.
他有一篇信息讲但以理书。
There was a series of messages when he spoke of the book of Daniel.
他说呢，今天整个世界是我们人看的是一个大的潮流，大的势力是主要的多数的人。
Today, when you take a look at this world, it is a large current. It is a great power of many people, multitudes.
我们看基督徒，特别认识神心意的人，是非常少数的，微不足道的一些人。
When you take a look at Christians, they are so small in number, and they are people who don't seem to add up to anything.
你想我们对这个时代能够起什么对主有用的功效吗？
Do you think we can do anything effective for the Lord today?
好，我们的弟兄讲，他说，其实不需要人多。
Our brother says, actually, you don't need many people.
他说，如果你肯站在神这一边，神加上你就是多数了，就是 majority.
He says that if you stand on the Lord's side, you plus the Lord is the majority.
弟兄姊妹们， 我这个人是少数，但是一加上神的时候呢，这个天平就倒过来了。
Yes, I might be the minority, but me plus the Lord, then this entire balance is shifted.
这是在我蒙召那一年主对我说的话。
This is what the Lord spoke to me that year I was called. Do not fear.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
所有的人都反对你，所有的人都污蔑你，没有关系。
Everyone can oppose you. Everyone can quench everything else. It doesn't matter.
如果你的良心在主面前是平安的，不要怕，因为你是多数。
If you have peace in your conscience, then do not fear because you are the majority.
这就是尼希米那个时代，他们去恢复城墙的工作的人。
These are the people who recovered the walls and gates of Jerusalem during Nehemiah's time.
他们的工作不是光凭自己的努力和代价。
Their work was not according to their own strength as well as their own sacrifice.
他们的工作我称它叫做信心的工作。
Their work was a work of faith.
然后我们要讲到在这个工作中神所使用的器皿。
Now we go on to speak of the vessel in God's work.
或者我们称它叫做关键的人物。
Or we can call him the key person, key
character. 或者我们用熟悉的话叫做属灵的领袖。
Or we can use this term of spiritual leadership.
我不太常敢用这个领袖这个字，我怕我们误会，我做领袖我就要发号施令了。
Oftentimes, I am afraid of using this term leadership because I don't want to give anybody this misunderstanding that I am leading.
我们做领袖了，我就把别人压在我底下了。
That I need to be above other people. No.
主的工作要与人一起来完成，他一定要得着器皿。
For God to accomplish His work, He must gain a vessel.
这个人，我们知道用尼希米和他那个时代的同伴们做代表。
We know that Nehemiah plus his companions, they are representation.
当然，从尼希米身上我们看见了许多宝贵的原则。
From Nehemiah, we see very many precious principles.
另外还有就是以斯拉。
Additionally, we have Ezra.
弟兄姊妹们，我只讲一讲尼希米的特点。
But now let me just list a little bit about Nehemiah.
我们知道尼希米他基本上他是一个被神得着的人。
We know that basically Nehemiah was one gained by God.
他爱神。
He loves God.
所以他爱神的心意，
Therefore he loves God's will, and that is God's people.
他对于神百姓的光景，他深处有一个爱的关怀。
He had a deep love and concern for God's people.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿意不愿意在主面前做一个这样的人？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be like this person?
1960年代的时候，我读高中和大学。
In 1960s, I was in high school and in college.
那个时候在台湾呢，流行唱一些西方的音歌。
In Taiwan at that time, it was very popular to sing some Western pop songs.
我女儿，你有没有听过这个歌？她说好像有印象，她不知道她。因为他没出生。
Yeah. And so, my father asked me this morning whether or not I had heard of some of these songs. I wasn't born yet.
那首歌呢，西班牙文的名字叫做 Que Sera Sera.
And the name of the song is Que Sera Sera.
他是讲说，当我是一个小女孩的时候，我常常希奇将来我长大会什么样。
The lyrics say, when I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
我会变得很漂亮吗
？Will I be pretty？
你知道，女生喜欢我以后长得很 pretty， 对不对
？Because as girls, you want to grow up and
be pretty. 哪一个女生不爱漂亮的
？What girl doesn't want to be pretty？
那么男生呀，我会不会长得很高啊？我会不会很帅呀
？And so boys will ask, will I grow very tall？
哪个男生不喜欢这样的
？What boy doesn't want to be like that？
所以他就问他妈妈，我妈妈有妈妈，我长大会不会这样呢
？I asked my mother, will I be pretty？
或者说我会不会变很有钱
？Or will I be rich？
所以有些年轻人讲我以后的抱负，我要嫁一个 rich man。
And so some people's dream is that they will marry。A rich man.
或者我说 I want to be a rich man.
Or I want to be a rich man.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
结果他妈妈怎么回答呢
And what did the mother respond?
妈妈说 Whatever will be, will shall be.
And mom says, Whatever will be, will be.
那个西班牙文就是 Que sera sera.
And in Spanish, it is Que sera sera.
我年轻的时候，我们同学都唱，我就问我自己。我以后要做什么
？When we were young, we all sang the song, and so I asked myself, "What will I be?"
今天我想，我提出一个我的看法建议。
And so today, I want to mention my suggestion.
年轻的弟兄姊妹
，for young brothers and sisters，
给我们有孩子的父母亲
，as well as parents who have children，
盼望你能得着让主得着你，或者得着你的儿女， 做一个属神的人。
We hope that the Lord will gain you or gain your children to be those who belong to God.
Men and women of God.
To be men and women of God.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意有一个这个心智呢？
Are you willing
做一个属神的人？
To have such an attitude and desire to be a man and woman of God.
神要介绍他自己说，我是翁国华的神。
And so the Lord says, I am Brother James Wen God.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
为什么他属神？
Why? Because he belongs to God.
每一件事情都是神做的。
Everything that has in his life has been done by God.
尼希米就是这样一个人。
This was Nehemiah.
我们常常关心我们儿女，我们自己地上的前途。
We often care about our own future and the future of our children.
我们盼望他能够读什么学校？如果读 business， 去 Penn State。
And if we care about what school they'll go to, if business, then go to Penn State.
啊，如果要读。读统计学去哪个学校我不知道。
If we want them to be accountant, I don't know which school to go to.
可能去我们君凯弟兄的学校。
Perhaps or statistics go to the school that brother
Jack
went to because he's best in statistics.
如果你要读 physics 啊，你去 Caltech 或者去 MIT.
For physics, go to Caltech or MIT.
或者去 Berkeley.
Or Berkeley.
啊，我们非常关心我将来的地上的前途。
We care a lot about our earthly future.
但是今天神的儿女们。有多少人关心我在主面前属灵的前途？
But as children of God, how many of us care about our spiritual future?
有多少做父母亲的关心自己的儿女将来在主面前是个丰富的人呢？还是一个仅仅得救甚至没有得救的人？
As parents, how many of us care whether or not our children are going to have an abundant spiritual future or merely saved or not even saved?
我在北美快要50年了。
I have been in North America for almost 50 years.
我自己在这里成家，我们有了孩子，有了现在有孙子孙女。
I myself have raised a family and now I have grandchildren.
我几乎大概还是碰过，大概只碰过一位两位做父亲的，告诉他的孩子说少读点书啊。
I have met only one or two fathers who have said to their children, it's better not to study
爸爸
so much.
只有一个心愿，你好好爱主。
Because dad only has one desire that you will love the Lord.
只有一个心愿，你能够成为属神的人。
I have only one desire that you will be a man of God.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意立志做这样的人吗？
Are you willing to set your ambition to be such a person?
你知道，若是你是这样的人，神非常喜乐。
If you are such a person, how it brings joy to God.
你的一生发生的事情都写满了他的故事。
Because every event in your life is full of God's story.
你知道英文里面的历史叫做 his story.
In English, the word history is actually his story.
是他的故事。
It is his story.
弟兄姊妹，今天你的故事就是你的故事。
Today, your story is your story.
Autobiography.
That's your autobiography.
都是你自己做的。
It's all what you have done.
但是一个属神的人。
But a man of God.
他的故事是他的主的故事。
His story is the story of his Lord.
这是一个爱儿女父母对儿女最好最好的礼物。
This is the very best gift a parent can give their children.
弟兄姊妹们，尼希米就是一个这样的。
This is the person of Nehemiah.
他爱神。
He loves God.
他爱神心中所爱的。
He loves what is in the heart of what God loves.
在波斯的王宫里面，在人看呢。是不可一世的一个大官呐。
He was a great official in the palace of Persia.
他从小是跟这个王一起长大的陪读的人呐。
He grew up, was a companion of the king.
所以他才能够得着这个王的信任，帮他做 cupbearer.
That is why he gained the trust of the king to be the cupbearer.
但是他一点都不在乎这个。
However, he never cared about that.
他心里面在乎的是神所要的那座城现在怎么样？
He cared about the condition of the city of God.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你我如果能够被这样的灵感动，弟兄姊妹，你我是有福气的。
Today, if you are moved by this type of spirit, then you and I are greatly blessed.
因着有这样的培养和长大，
because of this nurturing and growing up,
他知道了耶路撒冷的光景。
He knew the condition of Jerusalem.
他知道了神儿女们的光景。
When he knew the condition of the children of God,
非常的痛苦。
He was in great sorrow.
他成为一个祷告的人。
He became a man of prayer.
尼希米记短短的13章里面，至少13处、14、12处的地方记载他祷告。
In the very short 13 chapters, at least 12 times it records down his prayers.
他是一个不住祷告的人。
He prayed unceasingly.
有机会他在家里面伏在神的面前流泪认罪的祷告。
As soon as he had an opportunity, he prostrated himself and wept and prayed before God.
他上班的时候王跟他说话他心里面在跟神说话。
When he was at his job, in his heart, when the king spoke to him, he prayed to God.
他碰到仇敌的毁谤污蔑的时候他里面跟神说主啊我怎么办
When he met the schemes and tactics of the enemy, he prayed to God, says, God, what shall I do?
他处理弟兄们之间的难处的时候他跟主说主啊求你怜悯
When he took care of the problems between the brothers, he prayed and said, God, have mercy.
告诉我们说他有一个信心的行为
It tells us that he has the action of faith.
或者 walk of faith. 刚才我们讲他的工作叫做信心的工作他的生活叫做 walk of faith, 就是信心的道路他走信心的路。
We said previously he had the work of faith, but now he also has the walk of faith.
走信心的路不是大声的说话大声的哈利路亚就是叫信心。
Faith is not just speaking loudly and yelling out hallelujah.
而是感觉自己什么都不是什么都不能只能用膝盖到主的面前。那个叫做 walk。
It is knowing that you are nothing and you can do nothing and you go before the Lord and on your knees. That is your walk.
我年轻的时候学习跟年长弟兄们一起服侍我很不习惯。
When I was young and I had to learn how to serve God together with older brothers, it was very hard.
我记得
I wasn't used to it.
头几年呢服侍西岸特会。
The first few years I served at West Coast Christian Conference.
会前呢跟江弟兄他们一起祷告。
Before the meetings, we would pray with Brother Stephen Kong.
我们的习惯是祷告前要大声的哈利路亚，我们冲过去，等一下聚会满了主的同在。
And at that time, what we were used to is to sing very loudly and say Hallelujah. We want this meeting to be full of God's presence.
最后江弟兄就祷告了。
And then at the end, Brother Kong prayed.
主啊，可怜我这个罪人。
He said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
我什么都不是。
I am nothing.
我什么都没有。
I can do nothing.
如果你不在这个聚会中。我们就白来了。
If you are not here, then we have come in vain.
结果很奇妙。
And amazing.
坐在聚会中的弟兄们，有的是刚刚来听福音的。我们弟兄一开口流泪，一直到结束。
That there were some people who came, they were not even believers. But as soon as our brother opened up, they wept from the beginning to the end.
聚完会回去以后，整个生活翻过来。
After the meetings concluded, their entire life was turned upside down.
信心不在乎外貌。
Faith is not about the outward.
在乎里面对神的依靠。
Faith is the inward reliance of upon God.
你跟主说主，我真的是一无所有，除了你以外，我什么都靠不上了。
You say to the Lord, Lord, there is nothing inside of me. Apart from you, I cannot rely on anything.
你我觉得自己必死无疑了。
We think of ourselves that it's better that we are left dead.
结果你没有死。
But then you haven't died.
活过来了。
You've resurrected.
这一次聚会前呢，我痛了两个礼拜。
Before this meeting began, I was in pain for 2 weeks. I could not sleep every night.
哎呀，我跟主说主啊，怎么办？
I said,
我连思想你的话都不行了。
I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I can't even meditate on your words.
只能一下趴着，一下跪着，一下子仰天，也没用。
I was laying down, I was kneeling, I was looking up to the sky, I couldn't do anything.
但是主告诉我说，我在你里面。
But the Lord said to me, I am in you.
我负你的责任。
I bear your full responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是主对尼希米的训练。
This was the Lord's training of Nehemiah.
你愿不愿意接受这个训练？
Are you willing to receive this training?
尼希米他是一个祷告的人。
Nehemiah is a man of prayer.
尼希米因着祷告，他是一个非常谨慎的人。
Because of his prayer, he was a very prudent man.
或者这样讲啊，他是一个有深度的人。
Or you could say that he is one of depth.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他常常啊，你读尼希米记可以看见，神把他要做的事放在我心里面。
We see if you read through the book of Nehemiah, God placed what he wanted to do into his heart.
他说神感动我的心，向我的弟兄这样说话。
You will find it says that God moved my heart to say this to my brothers.
所以他做事情呢不冲动。
So whenever he acted, he was not impulsive.
也不受环境的刺激。
He was also not provoked by his circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，不是压制自己啊，不笑，我今天就是要做一个属灵人。
He was not restraining himself, say, said, I'm not going to smile, I'm not going to smile, I'm going to be a spiritual person today.
不，你是什么就是什么。
You are what you are.
但是因着你会祷告，肯依靠主的感动就在你里面，你跟主之间从来没有停止过交通。
But because of prayer that you can say what you need to say to the Lord and your fellowship and conversation with him does not need to end.
如果他不这样的话，一个难处就把所有参与工作的人打倒了。
If it were not so, then the enemy could very quickly, attack God's work.
因着他这样子与神交通。
Because of his fellowship with God.
他这样子活在神的面前。
Because he lived in God's presence.
所以他为主起来说话的时候。
So when he spoke on behalf of God.
他带着很奇妙的感动力。
He brought great inspirational power.
所以刚才我们读的尼希米记第二章十七节，他是轻轻的说，来吧，我们起来重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
We just read in Nehemiah chapter 2, he said very simply, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
我常常想，主啊，你怎么不多讲几句，他还讲了什么话呢？
I sometimes ask the Lord, Lord, why don't you record down a little more of what he said?
因为我们讲了很多话，别人都不起来了。
Because we say a lot.
他只讲这么一句，大家就起来了。
We say a lot and people don't move. He said one thing and people rose up.
这个叫什么呢？
What is that?
这个叫做属灵的感动力啊。
It is spiritual inspirational power.
完全不是他个人的魅力，这个 charisma。
It's not his own personal charisma。
我们知道今天呢，在基督教里面非常高举有 charisma 的人。
Today in Christianity, we greatly exalt those who are charismatic。
为什么？因为这个世界就喜欢这个东西。
Why? Because the world loves that。
这些东西啊，叫人感觉哦，我们有盼望。
These things cause us to feel, oh, we have hope。
我们跟着这个人啊，你看他讲话多 sure。
Oh, we follow this person because whatever he says is full of surety and conviction。
不是这样。
No。
弟兄姊妹，神要得着一个器皿，他必须在这个人身上。
For God to do His work, He must do a work on a vessel.
所以第一天晚上，我们弟兄用哈该书里面讲，神的使者在神的话语中。
Or the very first evening, our brother shared with us that God's messenger through His servant Haggai.
不是这样，他说啊 ，God's messenger is in God's message.
God's messenger is in God's message.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
神要用一个人说话。必须先把这个人做成他的信息。
Because if God wants to do a work, He must make that person into God's message.
他要讲从苦难达到荣耀。如果这个人根本没有经历过苦难，就讲荣耀，那不是真的。
If God wants to talk about, or this person wants to talk about suffering and then glory, but he has never gone through difficulty, then it's nothing.
如果要认识，明天我们要讲复活，他根本没有死过。那不是真的复活。
If we are to speak of resurrection, just like tomorrow we'll speak of it, but you have never died, then you cannot speak on resurrection.
主为了要让他传的那个信息能够穿透到人的心里面，要让这个传信息的人进入他的话语里。
God wants His message to go through an entire person so that that person will be the message.
这就是尼希米。
This is Nehemiah.
尼希米是一个满了属灵感动力的人。
Nehemiah was one who had spiritual inspirational power.
但是你在外面碰到他，就不过可能一个普普通通的人。
However, if you just met him, he might seem like a very common person.
你知道在教会里面有很多你看起来普普通通的人的。
In the church,
他里面很有分量的。
In the church, there are many people you might meet. They may seem very common, but within them, they have great abundance.
那些会说会唱会跳的人，可能什么都没有。
Perhaps those who are able to speak and dance and sing, they might not have much.
请你相信我。
Do believe me.
不要追求那些外面的东西。
Do not seek after that which is outward. 如果
主给你那外面的，感谢主。
If what God has given you is outward, we thank the Lord.
不要以那个高兴啊。
But don't be happy just because of the outward.
我经过一些教会的生活。
I have gone through some of church life.
教会有时候一些平时我们不太留意的弟兄姊妹被主接走了。
There are some brothers and sisters who are taken by the Lord, those that you haven't really noticed.
这个聚会好像空掉一大半。
But then the church seems to have lost a greater half.
因为那个人认识主。
Because that person knew the Lord.
我巴不得我们在座每一个人都这样认识。
I so desire that every one of us will know the Lord in this way.
好，这样子我把尼希米记呢稍微的给大家 画了一个轮廓。
So this is a general outline of Nehemiah.
接下来我们就要环周游环绕西安。
Next, let us go around about Zion.
我们来看第一个门。
Let's take a look at the very first gate.
请大家翻到尼希米记第三章第一节第二节。
Shall we turn to Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 1?
尼希米记第三章第一节第二节。
Nehemiah 3:1-2.
那时大祭司以利亚实和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立阳门，分别为圣，安立门扇，又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南叶楼，分别为圣。其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是因利的儿子撒科建造。
Then Eliashib the high priest arose with his brothers, the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors. They consecrated the wall to the tower of the hundred and the tower of Hananel. Next to him the men of Jericho built, and next to them Zachar the son of Imri built.
我们请看出埃及记第十二章。
Now let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 12.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1-3.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, this month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the tenth of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's households, a lamb for each household.
第五节
Verse 5. 要
无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。
Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight.
我们本来要全部读的话，要一直读到第十四节。
And if we read the whole thing, you need to read all the way to verse 14.
为着时间的缘故，我们就直接跳到十四节。
For the sake of time, let's jump down to verse 14.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance.
十二章四十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 42.
这夜是耶和华的夜，因耶和华领他们出了埃及地，所以当向耶和华谨守，是以色列众人世世代代该谨守的。
It is a night to be observed for the Lord for having brought them out from the land of Egypt. This night is for the Lord to be observed by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations.
约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
如果要全部读的话，二十九节一直到第三十七节。
If you are to read the whole section, it's all the way through verse 37.
我们就挑这几处读。
We're just going to pick a few.
二十九节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
三十二节，三十三节。
32-33.
约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来的差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John testified, saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
34节，我看见了。就证明这是神的儿子。
Verse 34, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
35节。
Verse 35.
再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
我们知道以色列整个民族的历史。
We know that the history of all of the nation of Israel.
在神的眼中看啊。
In God's eyes.
他们的开始。是从他们出埃及的那一夜开始的。
Their beginning was from the night they left Egypt.
所以刚才我们读到出埃及记第十二章。
So we just read Exodus chapter 12.
那是他们要离开埃及之前，神为他们设定了一个特别的节期，叫做逾越节。
So right before they left Egypt, the Lord had established this special ordinance and celebration. It is called the Passover.
从那一天开始，以色列家整个的敬拜就跟逾越节发生关系。
From that day on, all of the worship of the entire nation had to do with the Passover.
他们整个国家的命运兴衰跟逾越节发生关系。
Their future, their destiny, as well as their failure, all had to do with the Passover.
那逾越节的中心是什么呢
？What is the central focus of the Passover？
是神告诉他们说，每一家要按着人口的分量取一只一岁的羊羔，公羊羔。
God told them, it is according to the number of those males, the number of people in your family, you must take a one-year-old
或者绵羊或者山羊
，a lamb or a goat。
在一月十四号的晚上，要把这个羊杀了。
On the 14th day of the same of the first month, you need to kill this lamb.
把这羊的血涂在每一家的门楣和门框上面。
You are to put the blood of that lamb on the door frame of your house.
因为那天晚上神要来审判埃及。
Because that night God was going to judge Egypt.
那么唯一能逃脱审判的，就是借着这羔羊的血。
The only way to escape that judgment was through the blood of the lamb.
而且每一家预备了这个羔羊的，要在家里啊。那一天要烤这个羊羔，不能用水煮。
Every family that prepares that lamb must roast that lamb. You cannot boil it.
要吃无效的饼。
You are to eat unleavened bread.
还要吃苦菜。
And you have bitter herbs.
这些细节我今天不去讲。
I'm not going to talk about the details today.
那么重点是这个羔羊。
The focus is on the lamb.
羔羊带给他们在审判中带给他们出路，带给他们平安。
The lamb gave them an escape as well as peace in the time of judgment.
摩西开始，他们就一代一代的，每一年的，他们要过逾越节。
So starting from the time of Moses, every year, every generation, they needed to celebrate Passover.
但是我们看见，在以色列分裂了以后，北国是不过逾越节了。
However, after the split of Israel, we do know that the northern kingdom, they no longer celebrated Passover.
就是南国犹大国很多王也不过逾越节。
Even some kings in the southern kingdom of Judah did not celebrate Passover.
在历代志下第三十章，我们看见西西家王起来的时候，他明白了逾越节的意义。
Second Chronicles, we do see that Hezekiah, when he came to be the king, he came to understand the meaning of the Passover.
他就开始啊，预备。
And he began to prepare.
他们预备结果时间不够啊，一月份他们来不及，就改到二月份。
They didn't have enough time as they were preparing, so they had to change it to the second month.
而且那个时候他想到的不仅仅是他们南国的三个支派。
And when he was thinking about this, it wasn't just merely for the three tribes of the southern kingdom.
他还派使者到各处去寻找弟兄啊，只要愿意回来的失落的十个支派。都一起来过逾越节。
He sent messengers to find all of the brothers who were scattered throughout all the tribes to come celebrate the Passover.
这个在以色列历史中啊是大喜乐的日子。
These were days of great rejoicing in Israel's history.
但是也没有维持多久，又落进了拜偶像的里面。
However, it was not maintained for long because very soon they fell into worship of idols.
到最后约西亚王年间。
Until the time of Josiah.
我们看见约西亚王也是读到了摩西的律法书啊，说这一页是耶和华的页，你们要世世代代的谨守。
And when Josiah read in the book of the law that this is the night of the Lord, that you are to remember it throughout all generations.
他就吩咐全国的人预备。
So he commanded the people of the entire nation to prepare.
在历代志下第35章我们看见在神百姓中间又有一次大的复兴和喜乐。
In 2 Chronicles 35, we see that among God's people, there was again a great revival and great joy.
弟兄姊妹，逾越节是仇敌非常痛恨的一个节气。
The feast of the Passover is a feast in which the enemy greatly hates.
神的百姓呢，得着了拯救，从审判中逃脱了。
Because God's people, they were saved out of God's judgment.
再也不受仇敌的辖制和捆绑。
They will no longer be under the bondage of the enemy.
我们知道以色列人呢，他们庆祝逾越节不过是庆祝不再回埃及做奴仆了。
We do know that the Israelites, when they celebrate Passover, it is often for them to remember how they are no longer slaves in Egypt.
但是他们在神的面前的侍奉，他们的良心却完全没有得着平安和完全。
So in their service before the Lord, their conscience was not, they did not have a clear conscience full of peace.
所以他们年年只要有圣殿，还有祭坛在那里，他们还明白神的旨意，他们就过逾越节。
So each year, as long as they had the altar and then they had sacrifices, they were able to celebrate just the Passover.
你知道今天爱主的犹太人，爱神的犹太人。
Today, Jews who love God.
他们不能献祭。
They cannot offer sacrifices.
所以有人讲说，主耶稣回来以前，犹太人要复国，要重新啊，他们讲第三圣殿。
There are some who say that before the Lord returns, that they want to rebuild the third temple.
他们要重新恢复祭祀。
They want to recover the priestly service. This is not the prophecy of the Bible.
这是人善意的盼望。
This is man's desire of good intentions.
弟兄姊妹，但是当主耶稣去受约翰的洗的那一天。
However, that day when our Lord Jesus was baptized by John.
神早就告诉约翰说，你要留意啊，有一个人要来。
The Lord had already told John, pay attention, there is one who is to come. See him.
看见我在他身上做什么。
See what I am going to do upon him.
然后你要向世人介绍他是谁。
And you need to testify to the people of the world who he is.
那一天主耶稣来了。
That day the Lord Jesus came.
啊，所以在约翰福音第一章29节到37节。
That is why in John 1 verse 29 to
37. 四次记载约翰看见了，约翰看见了，约翰看见了，约翰看见了。
Four times it says, John saw, John saw, four times.
弟兄姊妹们，巴不得这几天呢，主的话带我们看见什么。
How we desire that these days the Lord will allow us to see.
昨天晚上我们弟兄啊祷告就主啊，求你让我们看见。
Last night our brother prayed, Lord, we want to see.
这个神圣的把握确据是什么？
That we may see what is this divine assurance.
不是光你听见了，我知道了，我明白了，要我们看见。
Not just merely that you have heard it, now you understand it, but now you are to see it.
巴不得我们看见耶稣是谁。
How we desire to see who Jesus is.
巴不得你我看见耶稣基督为我做成了什么。
That you may see what Jesus has accomplished for us.
你看见了这个，你就进耶路撒冷的城。
If you have seen it, then you enter into the city of Jerusalem. 那是多奇妙
的经历啊。
It's an amazing experience.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那一天主耶稣来了，约翰看见了，立刻就呼喊说，看啊，神的羔羊。
That day when John saw, immediately he said, behold the Lamb of God.
他意思就是说，我们每年过逾越节那个羊还不是神的羔羊。
Meaning.
这一个来的人，他是神的羔羊。
Meaning that the lamb that we celebrate every year at Passover is not the lamb, but here is the Lamb of God.
他来做赎罪祭。
He is a propitiation.
他 atonement.
The atonement.
他来做挽回祭。
He is now the propitiation.
然后他是全身的燔祭，叫父的心完全的满足。
And he is the entire burnt offerings to completely satisfy the heart of God.
我们每次来擘饼，第一件事就是看啊，神的羔羊在这里。
Every time we come to the table to break bread, we see the Lamb of God.
所以有的时候啊，有的弟兄姊妹真的带着这个心来纪念主，他一坐下来就哭得像个小孩子一样。
So there are some brothers and sisters that when they come to the table, immediately the very first thing they cry as a child.
有一年我参加西岸特会。
One year I attended West Coast Christian Conference.
那主日早上播饼。
That Sunday when we had the table meeting.
因为我要帮啊江弟兄翻译。
Because I needed to translate for Brother Kong.
坐在一起播饼。
And so I sat together with him, before the table.
第一首诗歌一开始唱啊，我发现旁边有一个小朋友在哭。
And as soon as we started singing the very first hymn, I thought there was a child crying next to me. I realized it was Brother Kong.
他被主的爱啊，真的哭得像个孩子一样。
Because of the love of the Lord, he was crying like a child.
我跟主说，主啊，为什么我的心好像不觉得那么受感动？
And so I said to the Lord, Lord, why is it that my heart is not moved like him?
我虽然也很喜乐。
I have joy.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们能够在基督里遇见神的同在，因为他做了神的羔羊。
Every time in Christ we come into the presence of God, it is because He has become the Lamb of God.
有一首诗歌说他不能救自己。
There is a hymn that says He could not save Himself.
他才能够为我成全救赎。
So that He may accomplish redemption for me.
他在十字架上的时候，人笑他：“你救了别人，你就救你自己，证明你是神的儿子。”
When He was upon the cross, people mocked Him and says, "You have saved others. Save yourself to prove that you are the Son of God."
他不是不能救他自己。
It's not that He could not save Himself.
他不肯救他自己。
He refused to save Himself.
弟兄姊妹，那叫做爱。
That is called love.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
像我们弟兄昨天说的，很多人说 I'm all for you, I support you. 你一回头，他不见了。
Just like what our brother said yesterday, that people may say to you, I'm for you, I'm behind you. You turn around and they're gone.
但是每一次我们觉得主啊，我不配的时候，你一回头，主耶稣就在那里。
But every time you feel that you are unworthy, you turn around, there the Lord is.
你有没有这种经历？
Have you ever experienced that?
我跟主说，主，我根本不配。
I say to the Lord, I am unworthy. I'm unworthy to speak for you.
我不配站在人面前。
I'm not worthy to stand in front of people.
我连我自己我都觉得羞耻。
I feel shame.
但是呢，我一回头，每次来拨饼，他为我裂开他的身体。
But every time I turn around and I come to break bread, I see that He has broken His body for me.
他不肯救他自己。
He refused to save himself.
必须死十字架。
That must be. He must die on the cross.
不然荒凉罪人如我，我怎么有路回家呢？
Because otherwise, how can I have a way home?
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅到主面前来祷告，接受他做救主。你要认识他是神的羔羊。
Not only should you be saved and understand His salvation and redemption, you need to come to know Him as the Lamb.
他把我所有的罪都背在他的身上。
He has placed all of my sin upon Himself.
弟兄姊妹，现在电脑上面有一个键叫做 purge。
There is this particular action on the computer today called purge.
或叫做 undo.
Or undo.
我是最不会电脑的人，常常玩一玩东西就不见了。
I don't know how to use a computer. I play around with it and things disappear.
我姊妹说你的手会发抖，一抖就 purge 掉了。
My wife says your hands shake all the time. You touch something and you purged it all.
那是请那个会电脑就是再帮我把它找回来。
And I've asked those who know how to use computers to find my files again.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们身上的罪，你没有办法 download 给别人。
You cannot download your sins into another person。
你家里有孩子，如果家里出了做了什么事情，你问两个孩子谁做的，他们名字都叫什么
？Not me。
Not me.
If you have kids, and if two kids have done something, and you say, "Who did it?" They all their names are called not me.
但是我们到主面前来说，主啊，这就是我。那么主说呢？现在我到父神面前说是我，那么你刑罚我。
But if you come before the Lord and says, "Lord, it was me," and then the Lord will say, "I will come before the Father and say, 'It is me,'" and the Father will punish me. Why?
甘心情愿的让我把我的罪 download 给他。
Because he was entirely willing for us to download our sin into him, and we are cleansed.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个经历在我们身上。如果你经历过一次，永生难忘。
If you have experienced this, you will never forget it in your entire life.
你的罪的重担压在人身上，今天你不觉得重，有一天追上来的时候，我们受不了的。
If today you do not feel the burden of your sin, one day you cannot stand it.
使徒们的经验就告诉我们说，你不要觉得你今天做了这个事洋洋得意，有一天他追上你的时候，你要后悔的。
The apostles tell us, don't feel pleasure and joy in what you are doing right now, because one day it will catch up to you and you will regret it.
我就碰过一个弟兄啊，
I have met a brother.
我想到我年轻做的事，晚上常常就一身冷汗。
That I have cold sweat when I think about the things I did when I was young.
啊，起来就到主面前认罪悔改，我说感谢主。
And then I get up and I quickly repent before the Lord and I say, "Thank the Lord, you have salvation. You have been saved."
神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
背负我的罪，除去我的罪。
Who bears my sins and takes away my sins.
而且圣灵降下来，要住在他的身上。
And then the Spirit will descend and remain.Abide in him.
他就是要用圣灵给我们施洗。
And he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
第一个告诉我们的，圣灵来把生命的灵进到你我里面，我们里面就有了神儿子的生命。
At the very beginning, we see that the Holy Spirit will come and descend and live in you. And when he lives in you, you have the life of God.
圣灵给我们施洗，把我们进成一个身体了。
Now the Holy Spirit baptizes us into one body.
你就发现了，我不再是个人了，我周围都是我的家人。
And then you realize you are not just an individual. Around you are all family members.
而且我的一举一动跟他息息相关，他的一举一动也影响我的。
Every action and movement of me now impacts and influences their other people, and their actions also impact me.
约翰说，我看见了。就证明他就是神的儿子。
And so John says, "Behold, I have seen, and this is the Son of God."
我们的主耶稣什么时候用圣灵给我们施洗
？When has the Lord Jesus baptized us with the Holy Spirit？
是他在十字架上成全了救赎，复活升天，达到宝座。
Our Lord Jesus died upon the cross, and after he died, he resurrected and ascended to the right hand of the Father.
父就用喜乐油膏他。
And the Father has anointed him with the oil of gladness.
那就是宝座前的七灵，就是神的灵。
And the seven spirits before the throne, that is the Spirit of God.
他就把这个灵浇灌下来。
He has now poured out the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，那告诉我们说，现在坐在宝座上的是羔羊。
This tells us that the one who is upon the throne is the Lamb of God.
他在掌权。
He rules.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是何等样的信息
！This is a great message.
很可惜，历世历代以来，人。读圣经读出了道德读出了律法读出了做法但是没有看见基督
Tragically, throughout all the ages, people have read scripture, they have read morality, they have read a teaching, they have read a doctrine and law, but they have not read this.
以至于许多的人里面没有平安
So that many people have no peace.
教会里面没有丰盛的生命
There is no abundant life in the church.
弟兄姊妹因为我们也看不见也不知道是谁在掌权
Because we cannot see and we do not know who is sovereign.
接下来约翰又看见那天他看见了主耶稣在那里走路
Continuing on, John, that day he saw the Lord Jesus walking.
主耶稣就指不约翰呢就指着主耶稣说看啊神的羔羊
And so John pointed and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
主耶稣走路像羔羊
The Lord Jesus walked like a lamb. What does that mean?
他在地上的行事为人，都有住在里面的圣灵在管理他。
The way Jesus walked and carried himself was beneath the governing of the Holy Spirit.
他是受膏者。
He is the anointed one.
所以他能够活出那宝座中生命万有的主父神的见证。
That is why he's able to live out the testimony of the living one, the Father in the heaven.
若是你看见了他是这样的一位羔羊。
If you see that he is such a lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你我就会像以色列人那一天晚上一样，背起东西来，穿上鞋，束上带，拿着拐杖就出去了。
If you see this, then you will be just like the Israelites at that night. You put on your clothes, you gird yourself, you take up your bag and your staff, and you leave.
成为什么？跟随羔羊的人。
To become one who follows the Lamb.
成为走路的人。
To become one who walks.
很多人呢，信了主，从来没有走过一步路。
There are so many people they have believed in the Lord, but yet they've never walked.
我们也不懂什么叫做跟随羔羊。
We don't know how to follow the Lamb.
外面做一点点，看起来很谦。谦虚的样子。
Outwardly, you do something that looks very godly.
里面大的不得了。
And you are great within you.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们没有跟随羔羊。
We haven't followed the lamb.
我们还没有真正出埃及。
You haven't really left Egypt.
你知道，在使徒约翰起来进执事的时候，世界已经进到教会里面了。
When John began his ministry, the world had already entered into the church.
许许多多的主义学说。 进到神儿女们中间。
Many teachings and heresies have already entered into the church.
其实在保罗离开世界以前，他们就常常谈到这件事情。
Before Paul left, they were often discussing this matter.
雅各也说这件事情。
James also spoke of
this. 不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
你怎样能不爱世界呢？
How can you not love the world?
你要跟随羔羊。
Follow the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，不是等到哪一天我大得复兴了，我就起来跟随羔羊。
It's not that one day, all of a sudden, I'm greatly revived and I will come and follow the Lamb.
你我一蒙恩得救，一在饼杯面前尝到赦罪的平安，我们就说主啊，我把我全身全心归给你。
As soon as you are saved and you come before the bread and the cup and you have received peace, because of your sins are forgiven, now you say, Lord, I want to give my entire life to you.
弟兄姊妹，这是进耶路撒冷的城门。
This is to enter through the very first gate of Jerusalem.
你看见基督是谁？
When you see who Jesus is,
他为我舍己。
And that he has given up his own life for me.
因为他是爱我。
Why? Because he loves me. 保罗
就活在这个爱的里面。
Paul lived in this love.
对不起，我这个另外一半呢没有办法讲，那两个楼哈。
Forgive me, I don't have time to talk about the next two towers. My time is up.
昨天有弟兄问我，你要多久才能把这个讲完
？Brother asked, "How long will it take for me to finish this?"
我说可能呢，十二个门要讲24堂。
There are 12 gates, so I need to take 24 sessions.
如果加上开头跟结尾，加起来30堂。
With an intro and conclusion, perhaps 30 messages.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你们的经历啊，加起来要比这个更多。
But if you experience and you add it all up, it's going to be much more than that.
因为神爱我们，从来他不吝惜他的爱子。
Because God loves us, and He will never give up those whom He loves.
借着你的人生写他爱子的故事。
Through your life, He wants to write the story of His beloved.
借着你经历的这件事，向人见证说，耶稣在他里面。
Through this experience that you go through, He wants you to testify that the Lord loves you.
如果我们有时间呢，我们好，明天我想讲鱼门，但是。这两座楼啊，非常重要的。
If the Lord has mercy, perhaps I might talk about Fishgate, but these two towers are very important.
我们下午有一堂啊，有弟兄们的分组交通是讲到如何经历救恩。
I have heard that in the afternoon workshop, there are some brothers who talk about how to experience salvation.
我相信弟兄们呢，他们一定讲得非常丰富。
I do believe our brothers have shared abundantly on this too.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们的心向你俯伏敬拜。
Lord, our heart prostrates to worship you.
我们越多一点的经历你。
Lord, we want to experience you more.
越多一点的看见你是谁。
And we want to see who you are.
我们就稀奇。
And then we are amazed.
你对我们的爱，是我们永远没有办法经历透、诉说完的。
Because we will never thoroughly experience and speak of your love.
但是我们要见证说，这个爱是我经历过，是我亲身尝到过的。
But we do want to testify that I have experienced and I have tasted of this love.
主啊，在这个爱中，愿你得着我这个人。
In this love, gain me.
把我自己献给你。
I offer myself to you.
我的身体。
My body,
我的全心
my entire heart,
我身上的每一个肢体
every member of my body,
都属于你
belongs to you,
用来彰显你自己的秘密
to manifest you,
谢谢你听我们的祷告
thank you for hearing our prayers,
奉耶稣基督的圣名
in Jesus' name we pray,
Amen.
Amen.